WTAW News. Time is 8:04. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan, next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A new round of construction is underway at the historic Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
I've already framed out, I think, most of the first floor. And I've talked about this before, about all of the local contractors who are donating labor and materials. This is another donation. That's what makes it even better.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says engraved brick pavers are on sale, which will be installed outside the building and in the median on Main Street. You can purchase them this evening during First Friday activities. The Bryan City Council has completed the acquisition of land to build a new fire station number 2. Fire Chief Randy McGregor was asked about the disruption to motel guests at the University Inn on South Texas, which is north of the new station at Maloney and Lawrence.
I think the concern there is very minimal. People get used to it. It's still a very good piece of property for us.
The total cost for acquiring property, including the strip approved last night, is $813,000. Construction is scheduled to start next year. Bryan Fire Department investigators are still working on determining a cause of last week's fatal mobile home fire.
We finished digging through, had engineer from the state fire marshal's office come up and look at some of the stuff with us.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse thanked the College Station Police Department for the use of X-ray equipment.
X-rayed several pieces of electrical box and stuff that was in the wall. We wanted to see what the insides looked like without destroying it.
And interviews are continuing. One person died, while 6 other adults and a juvenile were able to escape the trailer, located in the mobile town park south of Villa Maria and west of College. 3 recent plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office resulted in prison time for men who admitted to armed robberies and selling drugs.
31-year-old Stanturis Perry of Bryan was sentenced to 40 years for robbing the Papa John's Pizza in North Bryan almost 3 years ago. More than $2,200 was taken. That was followed by a holdup 2 years ago at the Fast Start convenience store on West Highway 21, where $500 was taken. 9 other charges were dropped. A rural Navasota male with prior drug convictions has admitted to selling drugs and evading arrest in College Station 3 years ago. 40-year-old Sean Shepard was sentenced to 20 years in a deal where 4 other charges were dismissed. And a Bryan man was sentenced to 11 years for pistol whipping the victim of an armed robbery in College Station last December. In exchange, a charge of aggravated robbery was dropped against 19-year-old Cody Edwards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is spending the week overseas in Eastern Europe, Western Asia, and the Middle East. From the U.S. Embassy in Latvia, Flores says the former Soviet state, which is now part of the European Union and NATO, is concerned about the resurgence of Russia into neighboring countries.
So if you look at what the Russians have done in Ukraine and by seizing Crimea, what they did to Georgia a few years ago, the folks around here are trying to make sure that NATO is going to be there to support them, and also the United States. Because this is critically important to United States security at the end of the day.
The trip has also included stops in Belgium, Poland, and Estonia. Flores' next stop is Israel, where he expects to get an earful about the president's nuclear deal with Iran. WTAW News Time, 8:08. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Here we go. It's 8:09. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are the numbers you already know.
The heat really wasn't that bad during the month of July, but looks like August is going to be a different story. We're hot through the weekend. High pressure anchored over the region and the Gulf of Mexico leads to sunshine today. Temperatures are going to have the tendency to get up probably to about 100 to 105 this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear. Lows will be 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow, 100 to 105. Sunny on Sunday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:09. It's Friday. Means the city of College Station is here. Well, not the entire city. We just bring
just part of it.
Yeah, they wouldn't fit in the control room. Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you?
Doing well. On behalf of all the citizens in College Station.
Sure.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah. So you brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. College Station Fire Department's Battalion Chief and Public Information Officer. It's a twofer.
Yeah.
Robert Mumford.
Do you have two business cards, Robert, or just one?
Just one.
Okay. All right. Tell us the whole story on there. So we're going to do what Kevin has been bugging me for weeks to do, and that is play firefighter trivia.
Uh-oh. Finally!
Yeah! After so long. So
golly!
All right, Patrick, you here? Patrick?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I just want to make sure you hadn't dropped off to sleep. What? Do you want to say something?
No.
All right.
I'm ready. Okay. Ready to listen. Here we go.
All right, what we'll do is we'll ask the questions. You two answer. Jay, you can answer, too, if you want.
Okay,
Jay
sure.
got this hurt look on his face.
I want to play, too.
I'm just playing the jumble,
yeah.
but go ahead.
Yeah, and then Chief Mumford will explain whether we were right or wrong. Okay, so in referencing firefighter apparatus, fire service professionals are generally comfortable using the terms fire truck and fire engine interchangeably. True or false, Kevin?
I would say false.
Okay, Patrick?
True.
Ooh, Jay Sokol with the tiebreaker.
I'll say false.
Okay, and Chief Mumford will now tell us, true or false?
I'm going to say false on that one.
Okay.
The reason why is because, fire truck, if you, in the fire service, we actually identify a truck as an actual ladder truck.
Mm-hmm.
100-foot platform or aerial device that can reach tall buildings.
Mm-hmm. And in a single bound. Right. Oh, no, that's Superman. I'm sorry.
Okay. And fire engines are actually the devices that will pump water to our firefighters that are actually trying to extinguish the flames.
I got you. All right. Question number two.
You have to say fire truck. It's a fire truck.
Thank you. That's in the East Coast.
Yeah,
somebody
really.
From the East Coast?
Yeah, no, not around here. What is the primary purpose of the Hurst tool? Is it A, stretcher that is used to remove injured people? 2, is it used to cut holes into the roof of a burning building? 3, is it an extraction tool? Or 4, blocks used to secure parked fire vehicles? The Hurst tool. Patrick?
2.
Two, whether it be cut holes in the roof?
That's my guess.
Okay, all right. Jay?
Extraction tool.
Oh, okay. And Kevin?
Extraction tool.
Okay, Chief, what is it?
A Hurst tool is an extraction tool that we use to remove victims involved in a car wreck,
mm-hmm.
Open up their vehicles and remove them and become entangled.
Thank you, How It's Made. I knew watching that show would pay off.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, a Hurst tool is actually name brand.
Okay.
There's so many name brands of extrication tools out there now.
Yeah. Hurst Racing. I asked him, and he said, yeah, it was the same company who does all those pneumatic-type stuff. All right, that's it. So, but we were talking before, and we started talking about fire equipment, trucks and stuff. And then Chief started telling me about that, and I found that kind of fascinating because when do you decide number of hours, number of miles, when it's time to retire a piece of equipment from active to semi-retired or whatever you do?
The city of College Station is, we're very fortunate to have very good pieces of equipment. Our city council, our citizens, our voters allow us to maintain our equipment very well. We have a very good fleet service system that will keep track of the number of miles, the number of hours they do all the maintenance on of our apparatus. It comes to a point where we order these custom cab and chassis that, they get pretty expensive.
Uh-huh.
And so they're made to last around 20 years. Once they get to that 20-year mark, we actually move them into reserve status or we replace them with a new piece of equipment.
So now, do you ever sell them off to smaller cities or how does that work?
The city has a system in place where they go to auction and actually the fire trucks or past ambulances can actually be purchased through sealed bids.
Yeah.
And the smaller departments can come in. And we actually have some of the smaller volunteer agencies outside of Bryan College Station that have actually purchased some of our reserve apparatus that are still in good shape. And so they get it at a reduced price and be able to utilize it in their workforce.
Okay, finally, the most important question. What fire station do you operate out of generally?
I'm actually in fire administration.
Oh, now. So you don't even, okay.
Yeah,
no,
I came off the fire truck in 2013.
Okay.
I was a lieutenant. I was in an engine company out of Station 1 for 9 years. I got promoted to captain and moved over into the training division. Was in the EMS operations for a year, and then I recently got promoted last year to battalion chief and took over the training division and the public information officer.
So when Fire Station 6 opened up, how many of your buddies did you tweet with a picture of it saying, look what we got?
Yeah, it was quite a few. We were very, very proud of that facility. Yeah. We have the Texas A&M Fire School that's here, world-renowned facility. We have firefighters coming all over the United States and the world to that facility. We're very fortunate and grateful that our citizens, the city, and our voters allowed us to build that facility. It's pretty tall. It's pretty big, but we're looking out for the future. We don't build fire stations anymore just to house three or four people. We're predicting the future. That fire station will actually house approximately 15 personnel. Hopefully,
that's a big house for 15 people. Well, I guess the trucks have to be there too.
It is. The fire service, when we go to shift work and get on duty, that's our second home. I mean, fire stations have to be utilized as a residence.
Okay,
we have a kitchen.
When I was a little kid, one of the neat things we got to do as Cub Scouts was tour the firehouse. Do y'all do that?
We still do.
Okay.
You can visit your local fire station anytime. It's the citizens' facility. Our firefighters are there, grateful to provide any tours. We have a great public education program. Our public education officer schedules tours at every fire station. We actually have citizens come up and bring, just cookies and stuff, and
cool.
Our firefighters give them tours. We have little coloring books and fire helmets and stickers that we give kids, and we can get you one too.
Hey, that'd be awesome. Kevin, what?
I was just going to say that was code for you wanting to actually go on a tour.
That's exactly right. And go ahead.
I'll get them scheduled for next week.
Do it. And Chicago Fire's not real, right? I mean, that television show.
No.
Okay, well, dang. Okay. All right, but anyway, we're not here to do that. We're here to talk about other stuff. What brings you in this morning?
Well, I just wanted to make an announcement and let everybody know that we are taking applications for the position of firefighter third class. We actually have the opening right now. We have applications that are open and will be due by September 14th. We're going to actually offer a written examination and a agility test on October 10th. So if anybody is interested in becoming a firefighter with the City of College Station, they need to obviously submit an application. And we do have some requirements in order for them to apply. But they can apply. We can review the requirements and see if they're eligible to even take the test on October the 10th. One of the requirements is anybody want to become a firefighter in the City of College Station, they must be a certified firefighter with the state of Texas and a minimum of an EMT, emergency medical technician, basic level. Or the second option is they can be a certified paramedic with the state of Texas and take our test. And if they're successful, we will send them to fire school.
Okay.
So it works out really well. There's some people out there that are paramedics. They're working full time. They want to be a firefighter. They just can't break away. And so we can actually hire them, send them to a 12-week academy here locally in town, and become a certified firefighter.
Okay. Everything you need. So what's more information? What do they do?
They can go to csjobs.cstx.gov, or they can just call the fire department and we can set them up.
What's that number?
The number is 979-764-3705.
Great. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
What else you got?
I promised the water chick, Jennifer Nations, that I would mention this. She has a lawn irrigation workshop coming up on Saturday, August 15th. 10 to 11:30 at the Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Could they just do that at my house? I mean, they could just water my lawn and you know.
I suppose they could.
Okay, instead.
Saturday, August 15th, absolutely free. It's open to College Station water customers. She says that the workshops are designed for the residential customers who have a history of high summer water bills, Scott, and want to reduce their irrigation use. The sessions feature hands-on instruction and tips from a licensed irrigator. So if you'd like to register for this, you can call Jennifer at 764-6223.
There you go. Folks from the City of College Station here on Fridays, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to everything. every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The July jobs report came in about as expected. 215,000 jobs were created last month, while the unemployment rate held steady at 5.3%. The average hourly wage edged up 0.2% to $24.99. John Stewart said goodbye to The Daily Show last night, ushered out by Bruce Springsteen, and a reunion of the many colleagues that he worked with during 16 years as host, including Stephen Colbert.
You are infuriatingly good at your job, okay? And all of us who were lucky enough to work with you, and you can edit this out later, all of us who were lucky enough to work with you for 16 years are better at our jobs because we got to watch you do yours, and we are better people for having known you.
Stewart offered a soliloquy on what was his central job as host, finding double talk in the public arena and exposing it for the world to see. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that? That for right now. So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with April Plemons from Longway Home Animal Shelter. And this may be one of my favorites.
He's a sweet boy. He seemed to make nice friendship with you right off.
Well, he's got a big giant head.
Yeah, he does.
Now, this is one we talked about, I think, 2 weeks ago that had either hot water or grease or something had fallen onto his back.
Fallen onto his back is a nice way to put
it. I'm trying to be a little genteel.
Yes, so he had some kind of boiling liquid. We think water just because it doesn't look like it sat there with oil or grease. And so it was thrown on his back, and you can tell it kind of splashed up under his ear and on top of his head. But he's healing really well. It's only been about 2.5 weeks, and he's officially bandage free,
and he's just as normal as any other dog. I was a little leery to touch some of the areas back there because they're probably a little sensitive, but
it is sensitive, and with all that new growth back there, he's super itchy, so he tries to get friction on anything. If it's a pant leg or if it's a wall or carpet, he's just like, oh yeah, like blue, you know.
But
just
very, very loving still, not the least bit skittish around anybody up here in the office.
And actually it's quite the opposite. He kind of seeks out human companionship, so if you're running, if you're walking, if you're playing, he wants to be with you. He's very people centric.
And forgive my ignorance, I forgot the name.
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus, right? That's right. Yeah. If you'd like to see Thaddeus, I know you guys have pictures for folks to look at.
Yeah, we have tons of pictures and videos on our Facebook page, which is Longway Home Adoptables. And there's a really cool way to do it so you don't have to search online. If you will just text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 51555. We will text you back with a link to our Facebook page, a link to donate. All of that information will be sent right to your phone.
Anything else?
Yeah. So if you donate throughout this week, we're going to put your name in a drawing, and we have some really cool prizes. So we've got gift certificates to On the Border, gift certificates to Abuelos. We even have a gift certificate to a psychic.
That ought to be fun.
It'll be fun.
April, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know, you can. Part of the excellent diet that Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Right now, read all about this very effective and helpful product, the Fat Blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. I guess you heard about the fellow on the Jeopardy TV show a while back who won over $1 million. And these days, owner Merv Griffin, host Alec Trebek, and the producers are careful to be sure everything is above board and even Steven for the contestants. Not all shows are as fair or as well-run as that one. And at one time, it was an absolute scandal. The year was 1958, and TV quiz shows were just coming into their own. There was Dotto, Crossword, 21, and the biggest of all, the $64,000 question. In the midst of it all, an unknown budding actor named Edward Hilgermer walked into a New York district attorney's office and dropped a bomb. He told them that he had been a contestant on Dotto and that it was rigged. An investigation followed and heads rolled. Dotto was fixed. So was 21 and the $64,000 question. One contestant by the name of Charles Van Doren found himself in some very hot legal water. But there were others, two in particular, that also attracted some attention by the district attorney. One was a New York housewife who had won thousands of dollars on a show, which was okay, but she did it in the subject of boxing. Now, when you looked at this woman and heard her speak, she didn't seem much the type to be a big boxing fan. Now, the other was an 11-year-old girl. A very bright youngster, to say the least, but the district attorney just couldn't figure out how an 11-year-old could come up with those answers. The DA's investigation revealed that the 11-year-old had indeed been given the questions and answers in advance, and she said so in court. The 23-year-old whiz-bang housewife, who seemed to know far too much about boxing, well, they questioned her extensively, but never proved their beliefs, and finally dropped her from the trial. But I thought you might find it interesting to know who those two were. You see, it's a little-known fact that while we all remember and read about Charles Van Doren and his appearance on the fixed quiz shows of 1958, there were two people who were also very much the main focus of the investigation. The 11-year-old? Well, you've come to know her as an actress, Patty Duke. And the 23-year-old housewife who was one of the big cash winners of the 50s quiz shows? Well, her name was Brothers. Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Droughts may diminish forests' climate-saving powers. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Trees help fight climate change by absorbing the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide as they grow. But in the journal Science, University of Utah ecologist William Anderegg writes that droughts are slowing tree growth significantly, and not just for a year or two, as was thought, but for up to 4 full years per event.
What's new about our study is we were able to look at over 1,000 forest sites and many different tree species and ecosystems and really see this as a pervasive, widespread effect.
Anderegg says global warming will lead to more droughts that slow tree growth even further, reducing their CO2 absorption still more. That means countries must aggressively limit the release of CO2 into the atmosphere because trees will become less able to remove what's already there. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Has this ever happened to you? You press your wireless key fob to unlock your car and it doesn't work the first time. Or perhaps it happened when you tried to open your garage door. You think to yourself, there must be something wrong. So you press that button again. Contrary to what you might think, this is not a technical glitch. A hacker could be nearby using a standalone $30 radio device that's smaller than a cell phone, and it does one thing really well. It defeats the keyless entry rolling codes used by the newest cars, alarm systems, and garage door openers. RollJam, as it's called, is being demonstrated today at the DEF CON Hacker Conference in Las Vegas. While car companies are addressing the issue, garage door companies aren't so quick to take action. So, what can you do? If you think someone might use a RollJam device on you, go old school. Use a real honest-to-goodness key to unlock and lock your car. And go ahead, open and close that garage door by hand. I have more on this, including a video, at commando.com. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. I'm always on the lookout for cool new opportunities for my listeners. Well, here's one that you're going to love that'll start putting great money in your pocket ASAP. I'm talking about driving with Uber. You've heard of Uber. It's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. I've used Uber a bunch of times, and their drivers tell me they earn great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule. And they totally love being their own boss. I love Uber, too. I'm a huge fan. In fact, Kathy on my staff used to be a driver, and driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for people who need some flexibility in their lives. Parents, Uber is great for your family's business schedule. Students and teachers, summer's coming. Come make some extra money between classes and get paid in your free time. You already got a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. This week's fire in the laundry room of the Brazos County Jail could also happen at a home. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says in addition to cleaning lint filters after every load, check the vent tube and keep that as straight as possible.
Reduce all the back pressure that would be created by these kind of changes in direction, because that actually saves you electricity too, because the back pressure makes the dryer work harder.
Mm. You should also look for lint in the vent outside your house or apartment.
If you're seeing lint on the outside of the house, that means it's traveling through the tube, and you need to pull the tube out. You need to take that off and clean it, and then you need to look at replacing your filter or your screen that's in your device. If it's damaged, make sure that it doesn't have a hole in it that's letting that stuff through.
Bouse says the sheriff's office is considering the installation of a second lint trap after lint accumulated above a secured ceiling and ignited. Tuesday night's fire resulted in no injuries and minor damage. All the land has been acquired to build a new fire station in Bryan. The new home of Station 2 will be just off South Texas at Maloney and Lawrence, south of the University and Motel. Fire Chief Randy McGregor was asked during the this week's council meeting about being next door to the motel.
With the hotel, obviously, it's a temporary stay. The current fire station number 2 is right in the middle of a neighborhood that would go up down Cavett Avenue every night. We don't really think that'll be a big
deal. So you're making more people happy on Cavett than making people upset in the hotel, probably.
Correct.
Construction is scheduled to start next year. The total cost of the land, including the strip approved this week, is $813,000. More donated labor and materials are going into downtown Bryan's historic Queen Theater. Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says framing began yesterday.
Randy French from Stylecraft Builders and Woods and Lumber Company have donated all the labor, all the lumber for the framing. So you can step in there today and start to see what the inside is going to look like when it's finished. So they worked really fast today. I took a picture of the stack of lumber this morning, and then by before noon, I think almost all of the interior walls on the ground floor were up.
Another fundraiser for the Queen starts tonight during First Friday.
We'll have a table in front of the Queen, and people can purchase engraved brick pavers and become a part of history there in front of the Queen and along the median on Main Street.
Pavers can also be purchased through the Downtown Bryan website. A Bryan man arrested last October on 11 crimes has entered a plea agreement in two of the cases.
31-year-old Stanturis Perry admitted to a pair of armed robberies. In September 2012, Perry got away with more than $2,200 from Papa John's Pizza in North Bryan. And in June of 2013, Perry got $500 from a holdup at the Fast Star convenience store on Highway 21. Perry was sentenced to a total of 40 years. Prosecutors dismissed the remaining cases. Another plea agreement involves a man who was caught 3 years ago in College Station for selling drugs and evading arrest with a criminal history. 40-year-old Sean Shepard, who lived north of Navasota, was sentenced to 20 years. Four other charges were dropped. A Bryan man has admitted to his part in an armed robbery last December in College Station. 19-year-old Cody Edwards was sentenced to 11 years in prison for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim was treated for head injuries after being struck with a pistol during the holdup on Navarro near Welsh. A College Station man has admitted to getting rid of cocaine during an arrest by Bryan police in May. 50-year-old Mark Mabry, who was also arrested on a parole violation, was sentenced to 6 years. A Bryan man who struck a Bryan policeman last July was sentenced to 4 years. That's after 18-year-old Michael Sanchez pleaded guilty to assaulting a public servant. A former member of Bryan Police Department's 10 Most Wanted is off to prison. It's been a year since 29-year-old Ezekiel Harris was found in Ennis. He was sentenced to 5 years after pleading guilty to failing to register as a sex offender. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In Georgetown, the Williamson County District Attorney went to jail yesterday after a judge said the prosecutor violated a gag order in a murder case. The Austin American-Statesman reported Janet Duty was sentenced to 10 days and fined $500. Duty's lawyer said she would appeal the ruling and post bond to get out of jail. The DA said she denied speaking to a reporter for the Statesman on the facts of the murder case. This week's update from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was 8 hours ahead of us. He was reporting from the U.S. Embassy in Latvia, one of five countries he's visiting in Eastern Europe, Western Asia, and the Middle East. Flores says while in Poland, he learned the former communist country has the strongest growing economy in the European Union in terms of rate of growth.
Very entrepreneurial people. They are spending appropriately to defend their country and to be a good NATO partner and be a good member of EU. One of the asides is they can't understand why Greek has been a bunch of slackers.
This weekend, Flores will be in Israel.
I expect that we'll get an earful about what they think about the deal that President Obama is trying to make with Iran.
Flores also made stops in Belgium and Estonia. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 81 degrees. More news on the way today at noon with Bill Oliver or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. The bottom line model year in sales event is going on now, and that means you can save big at Douglas Nissan. Lease a new 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S for just $179 a month. Don't miss out on the bottom line best offers at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 in College Station.
Lease with Tier 1 6 money factor with approved credit, 12,000 miles per year, dealer discount at $2,587. Lease cash of $1,350 applied to cap costs with initial $1,461 cash down plus first payment due at signing. Payment includes all fees for Texas residents. Model code 13115.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after school activity guide. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back to school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
838, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The heat really wasn't that bad during the month of July, but looks like August is going to be a different story. We're hot through the weekend. High pressure anchored over the region and the Gulf of Mexico leads to sunshine today. Temperatures are going to have the tendency to get up probably to about 100 to 105 this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear. Lows will be 75 to 80. or sun tomorrow, 100 to 105. Sunny on Sunday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, I wanted to talk to the battalion chief about the most popular TV shows at the firehouse. But he's not at the firehouse anymore. He's in administration. So, you know, that was a major disappointment.
A major disappointment.
Because, I mean, I wanted to, I don't know if they rent DVDs when they go to the grocery store, because I always see, you know, see them at the grocery store a lot. Because obviously they got to buy the food to cook. I did find out that, again, every firefighter I've ever talked to tells me that Chicago Fire is not real, but, okay. Kind of enjoy the show, but anyway, it's not real. The DVD sales, number one is Home. Number two is Longest Ride. Number three is Justice League, Gods and Monsters. If you just rent it and don't want to own it, number one is Get Hard. Number two is Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
Yes.
And number three would be The Gunman. Okay. There. Preschool teacher in Brazil claims she cries tears of crystal.
Okay.
Laura Ponce says when a tear wells up and then dries, it hardens. It gets really hard. It hurts a lot. That's what she says. Then she has to physically remove the crystal from her eye sockets. She claims the bizarre condition started when she was a teenager and has plagued her for 20 years. She says it happens around 30 times a day. She's consulted with countless doctors who are mostly mystified by the condition. I bet you Dr. Oz would know what to do. Why doesn't she go on Dr. Oz?
Because you'd have to pay for that.
No, because Dr. Oz is smarter than anybody, you know. Oh, did you hear about that? Like, ooh. The plague is back and killing people in Colorado.
As in the plague?
The plague. The health department has released information stating that an adult has died from bubonic plague, saying the individual may have contracted the disease from fleas on a dead rodent or animal. This highlights the importance to protect yourself and your pets from exposure of fleas that carry plague. Shockingly, the plague isn't as gone as we thought. CDC says about 7 people get the plague every year in U.S. America. Well, that's not very many.
What's the population in the U.S.
Yeah,
again?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like 300,000.
I was going to say 300,000 or 400,000.
300 million. Okay. A man in Santa Ana, California, found swinging from trees and trying to get into the monkey exhibit at the zoo in Santa Ana, telling people he was Tarzan.
They should have let him go in there for a minute.
Yeah. The zoo director called 911 saying, "We have a gentleman who appears to be under the influence of something and is climbing in our trees and jumping into animal exhibits." Well, the gentleman was John William Rodenborn. He's 37, was found in possession of crystal meth and under the influence of said same, charged with misdemeanor counts of possessing and under the influence of meth and trespassing. And as we discussed before, being criminally stupid, but he wasn't charged with that. Now, this one's kind of interesting, but then it does bring up a question in my mind. The headline is, a manhole cover ripped through the floor of a bus in New York City. The bus driver says he was stopped at a red light when he heard a loud bang. The iron manhole lid ripped through the plywood and 1-inch rubber lining on the underside of the bus. What are they doing using plywood under a bus?
Well, it's the subfloor.
Okay.
How it's made.
I understand, but it doesn't have to be metal on top of the subfloor in the bus itself?
Not always. Put linoleum
over it.
Or something like that, yeah. Anyway, the cover popped up beneath a woman's seat, causing splinters to go into her leg. Officials believe the driver rolled over the cover, dislodging it and causing it to fly up. And I got to agree with Transit Workers Union boss Frank Austin, who says If it's a good one, a bus tire cannot dislodge a manhole cover, which I would tend to say, yeah. Because, I mean, it's like that tiddlywinks thing. What, you hit just the edge and it pops up?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Something seems a bit hinky.
It does. All right. Oh, we haven't done, and Patrick was asking me, when are we going to do a Beyonce story? So
he didn't.
It's a lie. I'm a Rihanna guy. Okay. Beyonce's collection of temporary tattoos went on sale yesterday.
Oh.
The jewel-encrusted flash tattoos were co-designed by her royal and exalted Beyonce-ness herself. Mashable.com says the 57-piece pack of metallic tats, including lyrics and phrases, as well as images of bees and revolvers?
Yep, I saw pictures.
The $28 gold and silver temp tats are being sold at flashtat.com. Why revolvers? Do we know?
Because they're cool.
Okay. Last edition of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart is over. And unlike David Letterman's finale, there was no unending montage of clips from past shows.
Well, yeah.
We don't get it anymore, but he did thank Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, John Oliver, Larry Wilmore, and Trevor Noah, who will be taking over for him.
So many careers launched off that show.
Oh, you know, and again, I wish he had been more balanced because...
Me too. He's great.
Yeah, he's very, very good at what he does. And again, we all thought when Craig Kilborn left that it was going to die.
Yes. I thought it was pretty good then.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
How could it ever... Yeah, exactly. How could it ever survive with this Jon Stewart person?
Yeah.
And he really did. Bill O'Reilly jokingly teased Stewart and called him a quitter. John McCain just simply said, "So long, jackass." Wolf Blitzer was there. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band stopped by to play Land of Hopes and Dreams.
Of course they did.
Which was apparently what Jon Stewart wanted him to do. If he had just, again, been more balanced.
Well, and I don't even know that it needs to be that. Partly on the audience, because people who are engaged like us, and on both sides, not who have the same thoughts that we do, but if they just know that, okay, clown knows on, clown knows off.
Yeah.
He's being serious, he's making a joke.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He could easily switch between those and completely deflect a completely legitimate argument.
Yeah. And the writing was brilliant. The writing was absolutely brilliant.
Very clever.
Yeah. It's just that a lot of people did get their news from him, and as a result, it was filtered, shall we say.
And his punch, I mean, if you can deliver a punchline by grabbing your collar and going, half the time, it's all he has to do.
That's it. Interestingly enough, let me see if I can find, yeah, here we go. Some reports say that he was making $25 million a year, but basically, after he extended his contract, but basically Forbes says he never made more than $16 million a year. Now, again, in the real world, that's a lot of money. But based on his tenure, David Letterman was making $35 million a year, and Jay Leno was making $30 million a year. So, by comparison, he was working for less money.
He's on a much smaller network, too, though.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess we'll see what his next gig pays, but that's what that one did. If you talk to people who are pilots, they'll explain to you that the vast, 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 vast majority of crashes are pilot error.
Yes.
Apparently Harrison Ford's was not the case.
Huh.
No, yeah. I heard that was an aircraft malfunction.
Yeah, the National Transportation Safety Board released a report yesterday. He took off in his private small plane from Santa Monica Airport March 5th, lost power, prompting him to attempt to return to the airport before he could land. The plane crashed in the golf course, of course, we know. And during that investigation into the crash, he told investigators that he couldn't remember the crash itself. He could only describe what happened up to the moment of the crash. Obviously, he was seriously injured. One of the things they found, though, an improperly installed shoulder harness contributed to the severity of his injuries. But it was an engine malfunction that caused that to happen. So there you are. Did you know Shrek? I don't know if you're familiar with the big, ugly
green thing. Oh, I saw this.
Thing. Yeah. Shrek was supposed to be Chris Farley.
I have audio for it.
They were 95% done recording that.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, and again, if you look at Shrek, you can kind of see that, right?
Yeah. Well, and if you listen to the audio, there's the clip.
You got some audio there?
If you have it, go ahead.
No. Pull it up while I'm saying that, sort of setting the scene. He sounds like a guy who was playing a bit character and is trying to be deeper. And Shrek sort of comes across that way. His voice, Chris Farley's voice as Shrek, comes across as a just trying to grow up and be more substantial.
Doggone it. I just had it a second ago, too. I'm sorry.
We'll have it in
here. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Make sure there's not an ad.
Yeah, really.
Warm the cockles of your heart.
Yeah. I like my cockles room temperature. Thank you very much.
Hey, if you're not doing this for cockle warming, why are you doing it?
Simple.
Very nice.
Fartwad gets his princess. I get what I want.
Which is? Now, come on. What do you want?
I don't have time to set it.
This is storyboarded in the YouTube
right.
video.
Oh,
okay. This is another one of those onion things.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave me alone.
Okay,
things.
That's enough.
Yeah, no, he just, it's a different character than Mike Myers played.
It sounds like Louie.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 1512748. 2009 Dodge Caliber. Selling price $5388. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with proof credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it. You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend, subject to prior sale.
It is the More Power Switch event going on right now at Suddenlink, and that means a lot of opportunities for you to move up in quality to what you've got right now. How important is it for you to have really fast internet? Remember, this is Gig City now in Bryan College Station. You can get up to a gig if that's what you need. It's there for you. Now, how about how you use your television? Do you just watch in real time? Do you capture shows? Did you know that with video on demand from Suddenlink, you get to see hundreds and hundreds of shows that are out there and available for you. So you've got faster internet, 25 times faster than your average phone company. You've got video on demand. You have any room DVR, and you can stream power your TiVo, too. All of that can be right there for you, and all it takes is a phone call to Suddenlink at 877-694-9474, 877-694-9474. $94.74. You can get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you'll get access to all that on demand I talked about. So you need to do that. You can stop by the store. You can go to the website. Any of those. Now's the time for you to switch up to More Power from Suddenlink, and it's going on right now.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Morning, about 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTW. Was I wrong? Does it sound like Louie or not? As soon as I heard it, I said, it's Louie.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
just
I'm along
like
that.
Louis. Yeah, yeah. When you go to Disney World or other amusement parks, there are lots of things going on behind the scenes you may or may not realize. According to some former amusement park employees, here are some of the things you likely didn't know.
Okay.
Never, ever buy your ticket at the gate. Nearly every theme park has some sort of a discount online. You may think that you have privacy in a dark ride, but every inch of every ride is monitored by security cameras. Yes, including infrared. Okay, so just remember that. A single spider can shut down an entire ride. Of course, we close rides for safety reasons, right? Like when the weather's stormy and all that kind of stuff. But actually, if a big bug runs across a ride sensors, that can trigger a shutdown. Okay. The music changes during the day. In the morning when you get there, then it's fast marching music. By the end of the day, it's a slower pace waltz type music to encourage you to linger and shop and eat before you leave. Before you enter the park, snap a picture of your parked car. You have no idea how much time they spend helping guests find their cars. That's true in a lot of places. Every night, after the crowds are gone, more than 100 feral cats make themselves at home at Disneyland. They quietly are
clean,
fed.
Clean the park.
But they're fed, vaccinated, and neutered by the Disney people because they do perform an important job. They help control the rodent population. Huh. Yeah, think about rats at Disneyland. That's probably. Oh, no, what would Mickey think? Oh, never mind.
Cousin Mike, what
yeah,
are you doing
really?
Here?
Yeah. Want to win one of those big stuffed animals at the game booth? Remember, prizes are very low quality. Economically speaking, you're always better off saving your money and buying your own stuffed animals in a store. Nothing like winning an animal, giving it to somebody, and then it falls apart. And the best way to beat the lines is get there an hour early. Walk in the minute it opens and hit the coasters and other popular rides first.
Yep.
At Magic Mountain, Kingdom Park, every minute you arrive after the park opens is an extra 2 minutes in waiting in line.
No kidding.
Yeah. I was talking to, what's the amusement park in San Antonio?
Fiesta Texas?
Yeah, I guess I said I was talking to somebody who went to Fiesta Texas last week and said, wasn't busy at all. Was not busy at all. Didn't have to wait long.
Because it's 47 kajillion degrees.
Well, that probably has something to do with it. That's true. And it's getting to be late in the year. But
marinating in your own juices.
Yeah, why would you want to be standing there in that?
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes. So they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hey, pretty cool. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office came up with a pretty clever way to curb the sale of illegal drugs, posted an online form to its Facebook page asking drug dealers to rat out the competition. The form reads, "Attention drug dealers, is your drug dealing competition costing you money? We offer a free service to help you eliminate your drug competition." Pat Milton, who's the sheriff, says the online flyer getting what he would call good response. "We've got our community engaged. People are looking at it. They're talking about it." Unclear if any dealers have actually been turned in or not, but nonetheless.
I'll never have a chance to throw a Milton Friedman quote in here again. So I saw this one the other day. If you look at the drug war from a purely economic point of view, the role of the government is to protect the drug cartel.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. Dun. Yeah, well, yeah. Surprise.